Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-care. Not the bubble bath and face mask kind, although those are awesome. But the real deal, nourishing your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the best version of yourself. Let's be honest, our world is a whirlwind of demands, deadlines, and endless to-do lists. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and forget that taking care of ourselves is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty gas in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Same goes for our bodies and minds. We need to fill ourselves with good stuff, healthy habits, positive experiences, and moments of pure joy to keep everything running smoothly. So, what does self-care really look like? First off, it's about recognizing your own needs. Seriously, take a moment right now, close your eyes, and ask yourself, what do I need in this very moment? Maybe you're craving a good laugh, some quiet time to read, or a heart-to-heart with a loved one. Listen to those whispers inside, they're your guideposts. Next up, prioritize movement that feels good for your body. It doesn't have to be hitting the gym every day, although if you love it, go for it. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, doing some yoga stretches, or even just dancing like nobody's watching in your living room. Remember, self-care is not about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion, even on the days when life throws you curveballs. Remember that saying no sometimes is a superpower. It allows you to protect your energy and focus on what truly matters. And finally, never underestimate the power of connecting with others who lift you up. Surround yourself with people who make you feel good about yourself, who celebrate your wins, and who offer a listening ear when you need it most. Okay, let's get real for a second. Think back to a time when you completely neglected your own needs. Maybe you pushed through exhaustion, ignored your gut feeling, or said yes to something that drained you. What happened? I bet you felt stressed, depleted, and maybe even a little resentful. That's because when we neglect our self-care, it affects everything, our relationships, our productivity, even our physical health. I know this sounds like common sense, but sometimes we need a reminder. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge, to grow, and to become the best version of yourself. Now, let's talk takeaways. Number one, listen to your needs. Seriously, pay attention to those little whispers inside, they're trying to tell you something important. Number two, movement is medicine. Find activities that bring you joy and make your body feel good. Number three, no is a complete sentence. Learn to set boundaries and protect your energy. Number four, you are worthy of love, kindness, and support. Don't be afraid to reach out to others when you need a hand. And finally, number five, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. Okay, so let's say you've got this big presentation coming up at work. You're feeling the pressure, the stress is mounting, and you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Here's where self-care comes in. Instead of burning the midnight oil and pushing yourself to the limit, maybe take a quick walk outside, breathe in some fresh air, and clear your head. Or perhaps listen to your favorite playlist for a few minutes to boost your mood and energy levels. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how you handle stress and perform at your best. Remember, beautiful souls, taking care of yourself is not just a nice-to-have, it's a must-have. So, go ahead, give yourself permission to prioritize your well-being, nurture your mind, body, and soul, and shine brightly. Now, if you found this helpful, share the love. Tell your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the message of self-care together. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.